Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Bible Storyland. I'm so glad you came in this morning on Blog Talk Radio Show with us today. Everyone is welcome, children, parents, teens, grandmas, grandpas, everybody. Today is a great day. This is the day that God has made, and we are celebrating. I see some callers on there this morning, some people from Jacksonville, some people from Ohio. Oh, I am so blessed this morning. I thank God for you this morning. So I want to thank you for being on the show this morning. God bless you. Father, we just honor you this morning. And Father, we just thank you that you are so great this morning. We thank you for watching over us last night. And we thank you that you're an honorable God. Oh, we just come to praise you this morning. And thank you, Lord God. Thank you. I want to thank God that he is God and that there's none other like him. I thank God for he is my Father. He's the King of Kings. And this morning I want to acknowledge my children. I see Christian and Sarai on there. They got their little hands up. Oh, and my sister's on there from Ohio, some other people from Ohio. Oh, and I see some other numbers I don't recognize, but just hang on. I'll plug you in. If you want to come in, just press 1. But I thank you for being on this morning. So get your Bibles out. So I'm going to be asking the children some Bible questions. Parents, you can answer also. So I thank God this morning for my bishop, Dr. Billy White, and his wife, Dr. Juanita White. Thank God for my church family, the New Life Temple Church in Jacksonville. Good morning. I thank God for my sister, Grace, and my niece, Deborah, my nephew, Dee, my aunt, Mildred, and my family all over the world. I want to tell you that I love each one of you. So you got your Bibles ready? So let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we honor you today. We thank you for being a great creator. We thank you for being Lord God. We thank you for being so good to us, Father God. Even when we don't deserve it, Lord God, even when we're disobedient, you're good to us, Father God. I thank you that you will never leave us nor forsake us. Now, Father, I thank you especially for the children, because you created children in your own image and you love them. So I thank you for blessing every child in Jacksonville, every child in Ohio, every child in Houston, every child in New Orleans, every child in the United States, and every continent in this world. I thank God for the children, Father God. I thank you for protecting them every day in their homes, in the schools, in their neighborhoods, everywhere they go. And, Father, I thank you for leading us on this show this morning. Oh, Father God, we cannot do anything without you. So we're depending upon you this morning to lead the show. So I'm going to bring in a couple of people, and I want them to help me sing a song this morning. All right. Is that Christian and Sarai? Are you on? Hello?
Hey. Oh,
hey, who's this? Is this Christian?
Christian.
Is Sarai on?
Yes.
Oh, good morning. I want you all to help me sing a song, Jesus Loves Me. Can you all help me sing this morning?
Yes.
All right. Ready? Jesus loves me. I can't hear you sing. Jesus loves me, this I know.
Oh, the Bible tells me so.
It's so one to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong.
Yes.
Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. All right. You there? Somebody else. Let me see. Somebody else got their hand up. Let me see who that is. Hello, who's this?
This is Stacy.
Who?
Stacy.
Oh, hey, Stacy. How are you?
Good.
Stacy, could you say a little prayer for the children that are on the radio this morning? Just a little short prayer.
All right. Father God, have these children and have them ready to speak to God and have them ready to have them to talk to God with you and let Jesus guide the show in this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right. So thank you, children. Now, you got your Bibles ready?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Yes. Is that you, Sarai?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good. All right, our scripture for this show is going to be found in the Bible in the book of Matthew. That's the scripture for this show and for the show that comes on every week on Bible Storyland. It's found in the, what Testament?
New Testament.
Good, in the New Testament. All right, let me give you some Bible facts. All right, before we begin, the Bible has two parts. The Old Testament has 39 books. The New Testament has 27 books. So there are 66 books in all. Today our story is going to be taken from the Old Testament. The very first book in the Bible is called, Stacy, what's it called?
Genesis,
very good. But first, let's look at our Bible Storyland scripture. You all have your Bibles? Matthew 19:14. Can you turn there for me? Kristen, you and Sarai still there?
Yes.
Stacy, you still there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good. Got your Bibles?
Yes.
All right. Everybody on the radio, I hope you have your Bibles too. So we're going to read it together. But Jesus said, suffer little children and forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. So God loves children, and he wants all the children in the world to come unto him. Now I'm going to tell you a story. Our scripture for today, we have another scripture. This is just a scripture for today. So I want you to remember what I'm telling you because I'm going to ask you some questions later. Our scripture for today is taken from Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Genesis 1:1. Just imagine you are looking through a telescope and you are out in space and see this huge, huge, huge round object floating around in the sky. There are other objects also in outer space, but this one really fascinates you. So you continue to look at it. As you see it, it is so beautiful. It's the most beautiful object in space. So you zoom in for a closer look, and in it, some of the places are dark green, some of them are light green in other places. And you say to yourself, that object has water on it also. Where is that place? Then you remember the story you heard in Sunday school that said, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and it had no shape to it. No one lived on it. At that time, it was so dark, you couldn't see anything. It was like a dark, endless pit. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and the voice of God loudly and clearly said, let there be light, and there was light. Can you imagine? Light was so bright that if you turn on the lights at 100 football stadiums, it would be brighter than that. God looked at the light and saw that it was good. Then God divided the light from the darkness, and God called the day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning was the first day. Look at all that God did on the first day. As you continue to look at the big, huge, round object through your telescope, you realize this world was created by God, that God was the one that created it, and he created all of us. You couldn't stop looking at it. It was so amazing to see what God had done. As you remember the story, God said, let there be the firmament in the midst of all that water, and he divided the waters. Now you thought about the oceans and the continents, the seven continents, as you looked at the various things on earth. You could imagine God doing these things, even though they happened millions of years ago. Next, God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And God called the firmament heaven. And the evening and the morning were the second day. That's 2 days he's created so far. You probably said to yourself, I don't know about God. But after looking in the telescope and thinking about all that God had done just 2 days, you got tired. You decided you'd take a nap. While you were sleeping, you dreamed you were in the children's church, and all around the room were different things about the creation. It was like things in a historical adventure or a huge, huge museum with stars hanging down, the moon hanging down, and the sun hanging from the ceiling. You even heard the sounds of animals, like the dog, roof, 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 roof. And the cat, meow, meow. As you walked to another part of the room, you saw a DVD playing the story of the creation. It was so interesting, you watched the entire DVD. You came in the part where God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together in one place, and let the dry land appear. And God called the dry land earth. And the waters, seas. God put everything we need on the earth to live. He put grass yielding seeds, herb yielding seeds, fruit trees like apple trees and cherry trees and pear trees and even grapefruit. Now that was the third day. God even created the seasons, summer, fall, winter, and spring, my favorite. God made the sun to light up the day, and the moon to light up the stars so that you can go to school in the day, and at night you can look out your window and see the moon and the stars, and they light up at night. That was the fourth day. As you continue to watch the DVD, you realize that God is even greater than you can even imagine, that he is truly the Almighty. Have you ever been to an aquarium? You can actually see great fish, sea creatures like seahorses, turtles, even baby ones, baby turtles. But all the aquariums in the whole world cannot hold all the whales, every living creature that God made to live in the seas. If you can imagine turtles so huge, a big man can ride on one of those turtles, so small that you can hold one in your hand. Whales and sharks and all kinds of fish like catfish and trout and bass. Wow. Isn't God amazing and wonderful? After God made all the sea creatures, then he created air creatures, the eagles, hummingbirds, parrots, pigeons, hawks, falcons, and many other birds. God blessed them and told them to have more like them, children of their own kind. Now, that was the fifth day. Then God said, bring forth creatures like cattle and ants and flies and spiders and cats and dogs. Now, listen carefully. God thought about you, too. All the children in the world, he thought about you. God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. And he told them to have more like them and to be fruitful and multiply. God made a man first, and then he made a woman. Next week, we're going to be talking about that man and that woman. I know you know their names, the creatures of the air and the sea and everything on the earth. He gave food for us to eat and water for us to drink. Now, that was the sixth day. Then God turned around. He looked at everything, and he says, that was good. After the heaven and the earth were finished and everything was on it. All his work was finished. God rested, and that was the seventh day. Now I want to see how many of you are really listening, because I want to ask you all some questions. Let's see. Who else is on here? Okay. Let's see. Here are some questions I want to ask you. Who created the world? Who can tell me?
God.
Very good. Yay. Very good. How many days did it take for God to create the whole world? Was it three? Was it how many? Very good. You all are so brilliant. You all are so smart. Oh, God made you so smart. Now, what is our scripture in Bible Story Land? What is the scripture? Who remembers?
Matthew.
Okay. That is it. Okay. Can you say it?
Mm-mm.
Suffer little children and forbid them not to come unto me, for such is the kingdom. Now, where was our story taken from? What scripture was that?
Genesis.
Who remembers? From the Old
Testament.
Genesis what?
New Testament.
Genesis 1:1. Very good. I got some smart people on this phone. I bet you some smart people are listening too. How many parts does the Bible have?
Two.
Two parts. Okay, what are they?
Old Testament and New Testament.
Very good. Oh, you guys are getting A pluses. Very good. How many books in the Old Testament?
39.
Very good. How many in the New Testament?
24.
How many?
26.
You're close. 20 what?
27.
Very good. I know that's Sariah. Oh, you guys are so smart, and all of my listeners are listening in. I know that there are other children on the line. I know you're smart, too. What book in the Old Testament did the story come from again? What was the name of the book?
Genesis.
Okay.
Genesis.
Very good. It was Genesis. Now, parents, I wanted you to know that I appreciate you. You are so wonderful, and I thank God for you being on the show with your children today. And I pray that you come on again next week at 9 o'clock. Dial the same number. We're going to be on again, and we'll have more children on. So, parents, I want you to be encouraged. The best is yet to come. Your children are a gift from God. He created them and you, and he created you all, especially children, for greatness. Please pray for your children every day and pray with them. Don't forget. So to all my little angels, my Holy Ghost girls, all the children in Jacksonville, all the children in the United States and the world, I decree and declare that you are wonderful and destined for greatness. I decree and declare that you are blessed and highly favored. I decree and declare that you are 10 times smarter than your friends. I decree and declare that you will use your gifts and talents to give God glory. I decree and declare that you have the mind of Christ. I decree and declare that you are obedient to your parents and those who have authority over you. You will live out all your days. I decree and declare that you are protected by God all the days of your lives. So I'm going to pray for all the children, and I love each one of you. I thank God for you. I noticed, let's see, some more people on there from Ohio. There's Frank on there from Ohio and Grace and there's a number on here, 768 number. I recognize it, but I can't remember who it is right now. I want to acknowledge you for being on. There's a 904. There's my cousin, my Aunt Mildred's on here. Oh, I thank God. You know, my Aunt Mildred is 100 years old. Can you imagine how much God has blessed her? So I thank God and my sister from Ohio, Grace is on here, Christian and Sarai and Stacy. And so I know that there are other people who are listening. So I want to thank God for you. I want to say a prayer for you all today, for everybody listening, especially for the children. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for being with us this morning. And we just praise your name. We honor you this morning. We thank you for all that you've done, even on this radio show, Blog Talk Radio Show, Bible Story Land. I thank you this morning because, Father, you are precious to us. You created us in your image. There's nothing that we can do without you. Now, Father, we're asking you to go with us even as we leave the radio show and be with us every day, Father God. And, Father, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you today for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do. We honor you as the great and mighty I am. And, Father, those children who are in their homes right now, I ask you to bless them with everything they stand in the need of, even give them the desires of their heart. I thank you, Father God, that they are obedient to their parents and those who have authority that's over them, to their teachers and those in the schools, Father God. I thank you for a Heart-to-Heart Christian Academy and Trinity Christian Academy and the Christian academies all over the world and public school children and in elementary, middle, and high school. I thank you for protecting them and allowing them to live long lives and to prosper in your will, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I lift up leaders, Sunday school teachers and pastors and teachers of fivefold ministry this morning. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for them coming together and praying for the children on a daily basis, Father God, all over the world, not just in Jacksonville, Ohio, or Houston, but all over the world. So we honor you right now, and we thank you, Father God, for all of us being united as one. And I thank you, Father God, for your will in our lives every day. We bless you today. Now, don't hang up yet, children. In Jesus' name, amen. I have some assignments for you for next week. So even those who are not on right now, I have some questions. So here they are, parents and children. Question number one, I want you to find out, when you obey your parents, what will happen? So next week, I want you to find out, when you obey your parents, what will happen? I need the scripture and the verse. All right, the next question, number two. Also, I want to tell you, if you go on Blog Talk Radio on your computer, you can pull up Bible Story Land, and you can find these questions again as it'll be aired again. What will happen if you hit your parents? I need the scripture and the verse. What will happen if you hit your parents? Give the scripture and the verse. Question number three, who is our shepherd? Give the scripture and the verse. I'm going to go over the questions one more time. We got about 6 more minutes remaining on the show. When you obey your parents, what will happen? Give the scripture and the verse. That's question one. Question number two, what will happen if you hit your parents? Give the scripture and the verse. Question number three, who is our shepherd? Give the scripture and the verse. So I thank God for each of you. I look forward to speaking to you on the radio again next Saturday morning at 9 a.m. So have a blessed and a wonderful week, and know that I love each one of you very much, and God does too. All right. We still got about 5 minutes remaining. I want to say hello to my niece, Deborah, and my nephew, Dee. I thank God for you. I thank God for all of my family, my church family, all of you. You are just a blessing in my life. I can't begin to tell you how much. I love you. I love you. All right. We're signing off now. Minutes. Are you there, Christian and Sarai? Hello? Stacy, are you there?
Hi. Yeah. Listen.
Okay. You have any questions? I forgot to ask if you all had any questions. You have any questions, Stacy?
No.
Not today?
Not today.
All righty. Love you. We got 2 more minutes still. But I'm going to go ahead and we got 1 minute left. So I will talk to you tomorrow. Love ya.
Love ya.
Bye-bye. Wait, here's another caller right here. Let me get them on. Somebody raised their hand, but now it's not on there. Okay. Let me see who this is. Hello, caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Eddie Williams.
Who is it?
Eddie Williams.
Oh, hey, Eddie, how are you?
All right,
God
how
bless
are you, Carissa?
All right. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. I see my niece on there. Love ya. Good morning. How are you? All right. We're going off now. Love y'all. Bye-bye. Have a great week. 31 seconds remaining.
Okay.
Hello,
hello, hello. All right.